When it came to food and drink, Jesus always seemed to be extremely generous. He made more food than they needed. He made more wine than they needed. And he's that way with everything that he does. You know, we don't always take the time to appreciate how extravagant sometimes our Lord has been and continues to be to all of us. But he gave us a special gift. When he gives you special missions and special responsibilities, he also gives you the appropriate things that you need to make sure that you fulfill them faithfully, and that you do them well and as well as you possibly can, and that you never have to turn and say, well, Lord, I didn't achieve this because you didn't give me enough equipment, or you didn't give me enough food, or you didn't give me enough whatever it may be, support. Because when Jesus gives, he gives extravagantly. And that's the way it is with the Eucharist. He gave us the mission of continuing his presence in our world. He said when he ascended into heaven, he said to the apostles, it's your job now. You take the message of the kingdom of God to all people, and you teach them all that I taught you. And you show them what it means to live as I lived. So when he asked the apostles to do that, you can imagine they were probably a little frightened. I would be, I think any of us would be. Because to continue the work of Christ, who was extremely popular, obviously, if he could draw a crowd of 5,000 men, not counting the women and children, there had to be something very special that was a drawing people. And so they would probably think about that and say, well, there's no way we can do that. But Jesus said, I will care for you. I will be with you. The gifts that I give to you will be more than adequate to accomplish all that I ask you to do. And so the gift that he gave to us is the one we celebrate in a special way today, but we celebrate it every day. It's the gift of the Eucharist, where he said, I will be with you. I will be food for you. I will be drink for you. I will dwell within your very body. So when you partake of this Eucharist, when you partake of this Holy Sacrament, I will be there. This is not a story I'm telling you. This is what I will do. I will be with you. So that when you go out to do the things that you are supposed to do, to be a good parent, to be a good kid, to be a good student, to be a good whatever you may do in your lifetime, he said, I will always be there. All you need to do is to accept the gift that I extend to you. So we know that if we do that, we read about the lives of some of the saints who totally depended on the Eucharist for their sustenance. I mean, they could not physically work to do the things that they did without the support of the presence of Christ within them through the Eucharist. Mother Teresa was a recent model of that. She said that she could not do any of the work that she did without the Eucharist. It was the Eucharist that gave her the spark to be able to do the extremely difficult care that she gave to so many thousands of extremely poor, dying people. So that gift is ours. We kind of say, well, why doesn't it always work? Shouldn't it be that if I just receive this, that when I go home, I will be patient, I will be kind, and I'll be understanding, that I will be helpful to my children, and my children will be respectful of the things that I ask. They will learn to listen, obey, and all of these kinds of things. Don't you think that should happen? Well, maybe it does in some instances, but probably most of us have to keep working at it quite a bit. And a lot of it has to do with our faith and our belief in the sacrament. Do I truly believe that Jesus Christ is present with me in the Eucharist? Do I believe that he really, truly dwells in me? You know, so many times there is such a disconnect in the lives of people, Catholic people, well, that's mostly whom I know, but anyway, but there's a disconnect in the lives of a lot of people They can quote you the scriptures. They can speak beautifully about the praises of our Lord. They can do things very, very, very well. Maybe they even participate regularly in the sacraments, all that kind of thing. But it's like when they walk out the doors of the church, they've entered into a different world. Well, it certainly is a different world out there. But in their own minds, they seem to leave it all behind. You kind of wonder, what is this? I've had people tell me, what goes on outside is none of my church. That has nothing to do with my religion. So you kind of say, really? What is your religion? Is it simply a legal ritual that you go through? Simply to somehow or another appease some strange legal mind that you might have? How can you separate them? I wonder sometimes, we pick on our representatives and congressmen quite a bit, but they're so pickable. They leave so many things out there for you to pick at. But think about this, how many Catholic people represent us in Washington? And these very same Catholic people who will regularly go to Mass, participate in Mass, receive the sacraments, who can stand up there and vote in favor of abortion issues one after the other, and all these other issues that we as Catholics simply say, this is not right. And you say, so they will say to you, well, that's my political life. It's not connected to my spiritual life. How do you separate that? How do you separate that? But we do that also. We do this sometimes, and something that I don't want to do, so I go, well, that has nothing to do with my religion. But how can you separate? If you truly believe that the Son of God came down into this world, became man, suffered and died for us, rose again, and left us the gift of his body and blood that we could eat so that he would always be present to us, how can we say, well, that's not connected to what I believe? What is my relationship to Jesus Christ? Do I really believe in him? Do I really love him? Or is this just something that I do to keep myself out of hell, or what I think is going to keep me out of God? But it has nothing to do with my life. It should have everything to do with your life. It should be forming the attitudes, the mindsets, the decisions. Christ being in your life should help you be doing all of those things. You have a center. You have Christ as your center. And so because of your relationship with him, because of your love for him, your commitment to him, your professed belief in him, your willingness to participate in the sacraments, to receive him and reinforce all of these things, somehow or another, that has to influence everything about me. So maybe I am a very short-tempered person. Well, receiving communion is probably not going to take that away, unfortunately. So maybe when I walk out of a church and somebody cuts me off in the parking lot, I still will have that short temper. There's no question about that. It doesn't mean that it has nothing to do with me or my faith. I have to learn how to manage it. That's what we have to do. When you're driving around this part of the world, it gets crazier every day. When you drive, and it's very, very difficult sometimes to remain patient and not say funny words to people or throw gestures to them. It's very difficult not to. But as a Christian person, you have to fight that. If you truly believe that that's your brother, the last thing in the world you're supposed to be doing is trying to hurt them or offend them or some way cause a problem for them. So everything about us should be affected by what I profess to believe. If Jesus Christ is truly the center of my life, which I profess that he is, then even though I'm not going to be perfect, all of my failings are not going to go away, But at least I have something I know I have to work at. I know my God expects more out of me than just closing the door of the church and said, well, we're done with that for another week, and going back to whatever my pattern of living and choosing and deciding is. If we are Christian, that means that we accept Christ. It means that we try to think like Christ. It means we embrace the values and principles that he professes. It means that we try to adjust our lives and our behavior according to that, so that we can truly be and do what he asks us to do. That we are supposed to be his living presence in this world today. We got to get rid of that disconnect if we have one of those. Christ has to be in everything that we do and think and say and pray and decide.